What if I told you that a shy social worker from tiny Franklin, Idaho, could eventually reach virtually anyone in the business world within 24 hours? That's not fantasy. It's the real transformation Judy Robinette made by mastering something most of us get completely wrong: strategic relationship building. We collect business cards like trading cards, add hundreds of LinkedIn connections we'll never contact, and wonder why our networks don't open doors. Meanwhile, there's an invisible power grid humming beneath the surface of business, a web of strategic relationships that determines who gets funded, who gets invited, and who gets opportunities before they're publicly announced. The difference between those who tap into this grid and those who don't isn't luck or charisma, it's strategy. And the stakes couldn't be higher. Research shows that 89% of senior executives say their relationships significantly impact their ability to deliver results. Your contacts aren't just nice to have, they're your most valuable asset. Here's the uncomfortable truth. Most of us are networking in entirely the wrong way. We're making 5 critical mistakes that waste time and limit potential. First, we network in the wrong places, attending events where everyone looks and thinks like us, creating comfortable but useless echo chambers. Second, we network at the wrong level, spending too much time with peers instead of building relationships with people who can actually elevate us. Third, we can't assess connection value. We fail to connect the dots on which relationships offer the greatest returns. Fourth, we lack a systematic approach, treating networking like a random hobby rather than a strategic discipline. Finally, we fail to create high-value, long-term connections by approaching strangers with immediate requests instead of building trust first. Think about the last networking event you attended. Did you gravitate toward familiar faces? Did you ask new contacts for favors before establishing any rapport? These patterns keep us stuck. The solution isn't networking harder, it's networking smarter by building what's called relational capital and social capital. You can develop social capital 3 ways. Build it yourself by attending the right schools and joining the right organizations, buy it by investing in insiders' businesses, or borrow it by being mentored by insiders. The third approach is most effective and accessible. Strategic relationships deliver 12 powerful benefits beyond simple introductions. They shape your identity. Who you associate with defines you in others' eyes and establishes social standing. Your connections signal status within organizations beyond any official title, providing access to people and opportunities otherwise unavailable. Most valuable is access to private information. Hearing about reorganizations before announcements, learning about investment opportunities early, discovering which deals are happening behind closed doors. A diverse network brings fresh viewpoints and mentors teaching new skills. Research shows strategic relationships boost creativity. History's greatest minds, from Freud to Picasso to Watson and Crick, benefited from strong networks that helped them solve problems in revolutionary ways. Strategic relationships provide leverage, enabling people to accomplish together what would be impossible individually. As your network's quality rises, so does the quality of opportunities you receive. When you become someone who connects people with resources they need, your influence multiplies exponentially. Anthropologist Robin Dunbar found humans can maintain stable relationships with about 150 people, the number our brains evolved to track in tribes. This biological limit provides a framework for organizing strategic connections into 3 concentric power circles, transforming relationship management from overwhelming chaos into organized strategy. The 5 plus 50 plus 100 model solves networking overwhelm. Your top 5 are closest allies you connect with almost daily. Your key 50 span different ecosystems. Your vital 100 are monthly touchpoints providing network breadth. When selecting people, prioritize character over accomplishments. Seek those who are authentic, trustworthy, respectful, and genuinely engaged. Equally crucial is eliminating toxic connections. Leeches constantly demand while making you feel imposed upon. Psychopaths charm and manipulate without empathy. Bad actors break commitments and cheat you of money or time. Trust is the currency of power connecting. One toxic relationship can poison your entire network. Diversity is essential. Research shows businesses with diverse social networks are nearly 3 times more innovative than homogeneous ones. Build connections that are wide, spanning different industries, deep, providing multiple paths to key people, and robust, including relationships at all organizational levels. This diversity creates valuable shortcuts and dramatically reduces the links needed to reach anyone. A robust network consists of competent, responsive people who share your core values while differing in nearly everything else. The strongest networks thrive on inner connections between members, not just connections to you. Seek people who don't share your opinions, but do share your values. These differing perspectives enrich your worldview while maintaining trust. Pursue geographical diversity to access resources worldwide. Personal diversity matters too. Connect with people who have varied interests beyond business, as passions create deeper bonds. Professional diversity brings fresh approaches. Identify the linchpins in other networks, people who know everyone and provide access to entire communities through a single relationship. The ultimate power comes from connecting disparate networks together, allowing resources, ideas, and people to flow across boundaries. Ecosystems are webs of professional and personal connections linked by common interests, who share knowledge unavailable to outsiders. When you join an ecosystem, you gain specialized knowledge not found in books, connections to others in the system, and hidden opportunities. 8 key ecosystems determine success. Family and friends provides fulfillment and surprising professional connections. Passions and interests overflows with possibilities. When approaching wealthy individuals for investment, focus on their passions rather than your projects. Career or profession includes your organization plus all professional connections. Government and politics provides knowledge and opportunities. Build relationships by volunteering for committees and inviting officials to industry functions. Finance opens doors through early investor relationships. Add value first, as who refers you matters more than your pitch. Media amplifies your achievements. Your industry is often your richest ecosystem. Map it as concentric circles from local outward. Community impacts your standing through business, nonprofit, government, faith, and social organizations. Before entering any ecosystem, identify rainmakers and door openers. Determine what value you can offer rather than focusing on your needs. Ensure you fit by dressing and behaving for the level you aspire to reach. The key isn't being everywhere, it's being strategic about where you invest your relationship-building energy. Power connecting follows 4 systematic phases. Phase 1 is preparation. Create a victory log of 50 accomplishments, identify blind spots, list your network, and map goals against resources. Phase 2 is targeting and engaging. Prepare your share, personal information, your value add, what you offer, and your ask, what you need, sized appropriately. Maximize the first 3 minutes by being present and asking engaging questions. Before leaving, ask the 3 golden questions. How can I help you? What ideas do you have for me? And who else should I talk to? These questions transform encounters into meaningful exchanges that establish lasting strategic relationships. Phase 3 emphasizes reconnecting within 24 hours using personalized, value-adding emails. Evaluate connections by examining their source, value alignment, and mutual benefit potential. Maintain relationships through consistent touches. Respond within 24 hours. Check in with your top 5 daily, key 50 weekly, and vital 100 monthly. Phase 4 involves connecting your connections. Map your network visually to identify gaps. Practice 3D power chess by linking people strategically, and activate power triangles by connecting multiple parties simultaneously. This systematic approach transforms networking from awkward encounters into a strategic discipline that compounds over time. The digital revolution has transformed relationship building. LinkedIn organizes connections for strategic introductions. Email remains powerful for reaching high-profile individuals when your message stands out. Twitter enables engagement with expert strangers through content sharing. Content creation positions you as a thought leader. Yet face-to-face contact remains irreplaceable, especially at conferences. Be strategic about conference selection, prepare by researching attendees, and follow up quickly. The combination of digital and in-person relationship building creates powerful synergy that accelerates meaningful connections. Quality connections are the foundation of prosperity and fulfillment. Power connections are built on emotional capital, the value each person contributes freely. True connectors remain authentic, genuinely care for others, actively seek relationships, follow through consistently, and focus on adding value. They operate from abundance, knowing whatever resource someone needs is only a few connections away. Success comes not from having power connections, but from the power of connection itself. Start today. Identify your top 5, map your key 50, and reach out to one person who could change your trajectory. Your network is waiting, built intentionally, strategically, and with genuine care. The invisible power grid that determines success is accessible to anyone willing to approach relationship building with strategy, authenticity, and consistent effort. Your journey begins with a single intentional relationship. The opportunities that follow will exceed anything you could achieve alone, because the true magic happens in the spaces between people, where ideas spark, resources flow, and possibilities multiply.